was wondering, what do we do when we're at the football stadium and your favorite player comes out on the field? What would you do? Yeah? Cheer? Can I hear a cheer? Oh, come on. You can do better than that. Come on. Cheer. Yeah. And what about if you're at a concert and you come to the end of the concert, it's your favorite singer, they've just done a marvelous concert, and they walk off stage. What do people do because they want them to come back? Yeah, yeah. So a lot of things we still cheer about. We still have. So I'm going to show you some famous people. We're going to start with the footballer. Who's this? Harry Kane. And what is he famous for? Football. What did he just do a week or so ago? He's the top English scorer. So if Henry Kane came in here, what would we do? Yeah! And now, some of the boys might not know this one, but let's have the next one. Who's this? Ariana Grande. Yes, so if we were at her concert at the end, we'd be going, yeah, come on, back in. And so we'd have, we'd be cheering all the time. Now, there's another famous person that we have here in England and the United Kingdom. I don't know, would we cheer if he came? I think we would, hopefully. So I remember back at the Queen's, when we had the Queen's Silver Jubilee, she came to Leicester, didn't she? And we had crowds and crowds of people, and as soon as she started walking through the streets of Leicester, everyone was shouting and wanting to shake her hands. And we have our coronation coming up of our king coming very soon. So why do people cheer when we see someone famous? Why do you think we cheer? Any ideas? Why would we cheer because somebody's famous? Any ideas? Yeah, because we really like them and we're excited about them being here. Would we still cheer if we were by ourselves? Do you think? If you saw Harry Kane, would you cheer if you were all alone? Maybe? It's easier to do it in a crowd, isn't it? It's much easier to do it in a crowd. And who do you think Christians think is the most famous person ever? Who might it be? Jesus, yes. So, I'm going to say the word Jesus, and I want you to shout Hosanna as loud as you can, and you can wave your leaves and your palm crosses. Okay, you ready? Ready? Here we go. Jesus! Yeah. So, we have the start of the Easter story where Jesus is riding in on a donkey, and the people are taking the great big palm branches off, and they're laying them on the ground. They're putting their coats on the ground. They're doing all of this stuff. And they wanted to honor Jesus. So why were they doing that? Why do you think people were so excited? What do you think was happening? Any ideas? Why would you put your coat on the ground for someone like that? Kind of an odd thing to do. Why would you do it? Any ideas? Have a go. Go ahead. Yeah. Sorry. I can't hear Heather. Respect. Sorry. There's noise going on back there. Right, respect. We wanted to honor. We want to just anything we could do at that moment, that's all they had. They had their coats. There was palm trees, so they grabbed them. They wanted to respect Jesus as he was coming into Jerusalem, and they wanted Jesus to be their king. They wanted Jesus to be the king of Israel. They wanted to get rid of those nasty Roman soldiers who were their enemy, and they wanted Jesus to be the king of Israel. They wanted to upstage the king that was already there. But the thing is, Jesus wasn't that kind of king. He didn't want to be that kind of king. He is the king of kings. He is the way, the truth, and the life. And the best king ever on earth. So Israel wouldn't have been enough for him. He wouldn't be like King Charles, who's just the king of the United Kingdom and maybe the Commonwealth. He wanted to be the king of the entire world, of everyone's life from then on to the rest of eternity. He wanted to show them how to love each other and live in peace. He wanted them to know God's kingdom. And it wasn't the same as a kingdom here on earth. He didn't want to sit on a physical throne. It was a kingdom that would live in our hearts, a kingdom in our hearts forever. And it wasn't the same as any earthly throne here on earth. He wanted us to know how to be free. So he died and he rose again to forgive us of our sins. He was and is a humble, peaceful king for the whole world, then and now. He wants to be the king of our hearts today. He wants us to know that his love will never fail, and it is there for us at all times. He begins on a donkey, but over the days that follow, those very same people who were shouting Hosanna were shouting crucify him a few days later. But we know that Jesus didn't stay dead, but he came back to life. So next Sunday, as we celebrate Easter, we will celebrate his death and his resurrection. So as we finish and as we think of Jesus as the king of our hearts forever, I think we should give him three cheers. So you want to say hip hip hooray three times. Shall we do that? Right, ready? Hip hip hooray! Hip hip hooray! Hip hip hooray! Thank you, Lord Jesus, for being the king of our hearts. Help us to know your love and your grace throughout our lives. Amen.